Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, every little thing is just so exciting these days. And in Orange County, they could soon be reopening restaurants to dining in. Let's get more live from KNX 1070's John Baird.
And OC officials think it's possible that by this weekend or early next week, people will be able to go into some restaurants to eat or do some browsing inside a store. They're trying to determine whether they meet the state's new requirements so they can give businesses the green light to let people back in. The governor had earlier insisted that counties not have any new coronavirus cases for 14 days before moving into the next phase, like allowing the in-house dining and the shopping. But OC reps had urged the governor to back off on that standard because it would be too hard for big counties to meet. And the governor did just that. However, he says gyms and salons, we're not there yet, and it may be a few more weeks before we get there. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The testing capacity has been ramped up in Ventura County. Officials looking to try to relax some of the lockdowns. County officials making a plan to reopen more of the economy as the health conditions allow. That would include seated dining in restaurants, possible in-store retail, and some modified school functions.
Parking lots reopening at some of the state parks in California, the beaches, as well as the governor starts to ease lockdown rules. The lots are opening at 50% capacity or less in Orange and Riverside counties. And in Sonoma, that's up in the wine country, Santa Cruz and some of the rural areas, again, 50% capacity. They were initially closed to discourage out-of-towners from visiting, but people are still required to practice social distancing. California is now offering financial support to illegal immigrants during the coronavirus crisis, and a lot of people are signing up. Let's get more live from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, and a lot of people who tried to sign up yesterday thought that there was something wrong because the phone lines were just jammed. It really shows you just how great the need is. $125 million is being distributed, $500 per person, $1,000 per household for undocumented workers who've been sidelined by this pandemic. Catholic Charities is handling the distribution. They got nearly 20,000 calls for help in just 7 hours' time when this fund became available yesterday. Michael Burnick is California's former Employment Development Department director, says this really shows just how dire the need is.
This is welcome and valuable. But $500 doesn't get you very far, even in rural California.
The number is not working right now. Right now, everybody needs help.
That's one unemployed worker just desperate for help from Modesto, spoke with CBS San Francisco. At Catholic Charities is accepting applications for 6 weeks, so that's the good news. So the program's going to continue accepting applications, just got to get through on that phone number. They've got enough money for a $250,000 of these $500 payments to undocumented workers. Much of that money's donated. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
What if you see some stores charging what you might see as unusually high prices? LA County officials want you to know that there's an app for that. They're about to release a smartphone app called Stop Price Gouging. It'll be available soon for Apple and Android devices and would allow you then to file a complaint as you see it. complete with the photos of the receipts, the store signs, and the advertisements.
You go in and you get a test for a coronavirus. You want the results pretty quickly, but some people in L.A. County are still having to wait several days, in some cases even more than a week, to get the results.
And it's not just members of the general public who are waiting days for results. An LAPD spokesman says officers are waiting on average 5 days, some as much as 10 days. And wait times do appear to have gotten longer since the city of L.A. opened up testing to all county residents regardless of symptoms, which led to a big jump in demand. Craig Lally, president of the LAPD Officers Union, says the lag time is a concern.
As police officers, we can't shelter in place. Our officers put themselves and their families at risk every day when they go to work.
Lally points out if officers get the virus but have no symptoms, they could unknowingly spread it to their families and members of the public while waiting for their test results to come back. Claudia Peskuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You might see more restaurants and bars operating outdoor in the upcoming months. That's because the state's drawn up what they call the Temporary Catering Authorization. It allows venues to serve food and alcohol on adjacent sidewalks, parking lots, and streets. This so that they can create more space for social distancing while they recover their lost revenue. Owners will have to provide detailed plans and follow some very strict measures.
Officials say about 800,000 people visited LA County beaches last weekend. The crowds keeping lifeguards busy. There were about 450 ocean rescues and nearly 200 cases of medical aid over the three-day period.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.